Everybody ready? Got her on? Yep, the light's on. I'd like to bring the October 9th, 2018 meeting of the Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township to order. I request a moment of silence and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Joe.
All right, Mark Sattler. Dave Bench.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Roll call complete.
That's my phone and it's a radio test.
I was wondering. Okay, we did roll call. Bo, you read over the minutes from September 25th.
Yep.
I did.
I didn't see anything wrong in the minutes. I can make a motion to go ahead and approve the minutes from the September meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call, Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I'll just add that was a regular meeting, too. I didn't say that, but it's there now. Okay, Joel, we'll put you on. The fiscal officer's report is next.
With your packet of information, we have the receipt of detail or deposits made from last meeting until tonight, totaling $28,163.05. Payment listing.
Just a second, I got a question. I'm going through here.
Well,
did they those guys from Cedar Point, anybody pay yet?
No.
Nobody, okay. I see Brian Henneman paid, okay.
Yep. Payment listing, warrant numbers 16947 through, this is longer because the third quarter payroll for the fire department. Warrants 16947 through 17024, totaling $56,101.26. And then lastly, the fund status report showing that we have $294,029.14 at Krogan checking and $574,510.88 in Star, Ohio.
Oh, I'm on to go through the payment listings. I didn't yet.
Okay. So take your time. I guess the only thing to point out besides third quarter payroll, which is, large.
I guess I did. We did sign these, but it just is refreshing me.
Yep. The only other one that really sticks out is just the large amount is the Group Mobile bill. And that's just a yearly lease for the computers and the dispatch system that it includes for the fire department. So it's like an October to October bill, it looks like. So that's in the next year.
And we've paid it twice this year.
But we paid it twice this year because they didn't
get paid last year.
Yeah.
So we had to pay it in January. It was
$10,000.
It wasn't paid last year, and it had to get paid this year. And
yeah. So that's a big amount, but, that's expected. That's leasing those computers. So that's on there.
Got O'Don's right there. I'm okay with them. I just refreshed myself. I know we did the checks already, but. Okay, I can make a motion to approve as read the payment listing, the fund status report, and I guess we all look through the receipts too. So.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call, Mark Sattler. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. And the other thing is I received from the county auditor our 2019 monies we'll receive from the various levies, excluding the cemetery levy, which, but it'll be your property tax, monies for the general fund, the two road and bridge levies, the fire levy, the recreation levy. I'll just read these amounts off. You as the board, by, after this meeting, I need to send this in. Just need to accept this or approve this October 31st. So just to read these amounts off.
We need a motion then, or just as long as we sign it?
I think we should just acknowledge it, that we accept it. There's some language I'll just give you, but just to read it out for the sake of reading it out.
I don't think we ever did this before.
No, it's important to understand that this is how much we're getting in taxes. Property tax, the general fund, $92,000, up by, well, here, I'll give you a little. Last year, we were given $90,500, and it's $92,000 for 2019.
Things are better.
Things. Road and Bridge has two, and $40,000 and $147,000, so that's also up from last year. Fire Fund is up to $315,000. So last year was $302,000. So a little increase there again. Only one that went down, sorry, Mike, is Recreation. It went down $500. And I have no idea how that went down. You had two. The inside millage at 0.60 is $40,000. And then the outside millage at 3 is $147,000 for 2019.
And what was the rec?
Rec is $45,000, and it's a 0.75 millage. And last year was $45,500.
Why don't you print these off later on so we both got a copy?
So the next steps, other than accepting these from the county, these numbers which were given to us, right, is that then we have to tell the county how much we feel we're going to spend in 2019 based on these numbers and then any other income that we might receive in grants or zoning fees or cemetery fees.
Bed tax.
That and permissive use and cents per gallon tax. But these are things that it's historical. You have no idea what you're actually going to see in any of that. Just you can look at trends and say, the state park gave us this much last year. So let me find the. Yeah, so you have, just for verbiage, you have, here's the move option, da da da, and then I'll fill out this part, right?
Yeah.
So whoever makes the motion, then there's this. Yeah.
I'll read that off quick.
And then you have the second part, which is the second, so, which is one of you two, right? Whoever does the motion, whoever seconds.
Okay.
So, if you want
to. I'll just read it off. Okay. As, I guess Mr. Bench moves to adoption of the following resolution. Whereas the Budget Commission of Lucas County, Ohio, has certified its action thereon to this board, together with an estimate by the county auditor of the rate of each tax necessary to be levied by this board, and what part thereof is without and what part within the 10 mil limitation. Therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County, Ohio, that the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission in its certification be and the same are hereby accepted, and be it further resolved that there be and is hereby levied on the tax duplicate of said township and the rate of each tax necessary to be levied within and without the 10 mil limitation as follows.
And do you want to read the amounts off as part of your motion?
Okay.
And you see them.
Okay. The general fund. Oh, we just need the road and bridge fund, right?
We just read all of them off.
I'll read them all off. Okay. The general fund is $92,000. The road and bridge fund is, column one is $40,000. And the column two is $147,000. And the fire fund is $315,000. And recreation levy is $45,000. So we did that one.
Yep, and then whoever seconds, which is Bo.
We'll let, I'll let Bo do that one. Which would be. You, you want me to sign here?
Not, yeah, just have him read and then I'll get the signatures.
You'll get signatures later?
Yeah.
I'll let you do that one then, Bo.
Which one am I reading? See where it says second?
Yeah. Yeah, right down there, yeah.
Oh, all right. So all I got to do is Bo Miller seconds the resolution and the roll call being upon his adoption. The vote resulted as follows.
So we'll vote. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler? Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
You're going to fill it in then, right?
Fill it in, have you guess I got later. I don't have anything else for my report. I will say Dave Rubenstein and I will meet Sunday to review this and then start the process of doing some initial gathering of information so we can better understand what happened or what's going to happen remaining this year, and then what we should tell the county auditor we think we might spend next year. They just have to see if we're giving them crazy numbers, and they'll say, there's no way, right? You don't have that kind of income. Or every county is a little different, but Lucas County would review it and say.
I don't remember Don ever asking us anything, doing anything like this before, so.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, he would. I think he would do it and get it turned in after it was due. And I see the 31st deadline for this, and I realized that shortly after we should have that second document, which all it is just an Excel type spreadsheet with all of our funds, and you're just putting totals, not what you're spending in each specific area, okay, but what you totals, which is easy to do.
We did that. You did that last year at the end of the year, right?
It was done when I showed up. And that kind of set, and they approved it, and but then we had to go in and set our accounting software to mimic that.
Yeah.
Those totals. Then we had to break down each of those funds totals to specific areas, right? But that is the third part, I guess, to this.
Yeah.
So I have nothing else.
You done it?
Thank you.
Need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report?
I'll make the motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
And I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Fire department report. Now, I don't see anybody here, so I guess we'll move on.
I guess I could talk on the fire department. Just more of a, and we could talk as a board, or you can talk as a board about the open house.
I got that in here in the new business, but.
Okay.
Doesn't matter, we can do it now, though.
The open house was fantastic.
Yeah.
They got really lucky having great weather to be able to do everything outside that they had planned.
Beautiful day.
When I see the chief, I'm gonna tell him that he needs to definitely commend his fireman over there, because he was out of town, and they all stepped up and did a fantastic job. I mean, I was really impressed with everything. That was the best one they ever had, I think.
Best turnout. I didn't make it. I was tiling over the church, but when I drove by, you could see, tell every fireman was here, I bet.
And they were the people. There were, Dick, you were here. There were a great turnout. Children. Yep.
The children, they really enjoyed the firemen. They really attentive. Yep. It was very good.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job.
The way it looked, they had some really good things to keep.
They did.
Kids.
They had the live fire burn there, which did good. Did an extrication drill. Had life flight land, which it came late, and people were still here at like 8:30, I think. Wouldn't you say, Kevin, about 8:30?
Yeah.
Waiting because life flight had picked up they had a run they had to go on, so they got delayed getting here.
I came by at 8:30, and I couldn't believe the cars here yet.
And the K-9 unit from the ODNR was here, and they had the drone flying from Oregon Police.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, fantastic job.
Yeah, whoever put it together did an excellent job. Because I've had a lot of good comments about it. So we covered that one. Okay, we'll go on to move on to Recreation Department. Mike.
Okay. Programming wise, seems like there's like everything's jammed up now because of, seems like it rains like on the weekends only. So some teams have like two games on Saturday, a game on Sunday, a game on Thursday. So it's kind of, they'll get through it. No one really complained yet, but it's, that's what's going on. With the soccer and flag football, tackle football, they play in any of that stuff. So that's
Mike. Mike, how's the field been doing? Been drying up pretty good.
It looks great. I was out there just before here, and it looks fantastic.
Good.
So good. And I wanted to briefly talk about the lacrosse program, which I've been addressing this as soon as I get information. They have sent the information out to who's ever interested to join. It's a spring sport, but to join a winter league at Tam O'Shanter. That deadline was Friday. I haven't gotten the numbers to see how many Oregon and Jerusalem residents have joined that. Hopefully it's a high number, and that'll equate to more programming in the spring. But I'll continue to keep you guys up to date with those numbers. Seems like when the cutoff, the following week is when everybody registers.
So following week?
Yeah. I'll keep you posted on that. I did send out, I talked to three excavators about the walking trail. So I got two bids back from Blousy and the Jensen brothers. Bob Poffer said he would get back to me and never got back to me. So I do have the two, and I gave them both the same scope. One just came as an email, and one was a sealed envelope. Doesn't have my name on it, has trustee's name on it. I know it doesn't have to be a sealed bid, but I didn't open it. One of you guys want to look at both of these. And then also to touch with, I did talk to Mark, and Mark talked to Burrell about stoning the connecting mm-hmm. two pieces, so you guys are aware of that then.
That wasn't included into this one.
That has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I think he was kind of confused with the placement of the trail. So we went through that and discussed that, and I think he understands that. So.
It sounds like it's okay. They're not going to try and do it anymore, though, are they this year?
I haven't seen Zigrig, and I know he's been busy. And when I see him, it's in passing. He's on some.
They'll never get it done. It's going to be November yet.
Yeah.
So Blousy was $1,900, and Jensen come in at $4,025.
Wow.
So.
Blousy has everything I asked for. Obviously, I haven't looked at that one, but I asked him to be 4 inches, 4 foot yep. wide.
800 feet, 4 foot wide, 4 inches thick, screening walking path per Mike Skatowski. Excavate sod, haul to spoils on site, deliver, place, and grade stone.
Now, one thing that when I talked to Blousy, they both asked where the dirt was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I did talk to Kevin. He said, depending on because it gets wet out there, to stockpile it, probably. And if it's dry, we got to get a different quote to put where we want. So I know the Blousy quote is just to stockpile it.
Yeah, that's what the Jensen
is doing. Okay.
Well, it wouldn't mean it's not that much farther anyhow. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that if it's really wet, we don't want to go across now.
Yeah. So he said the Jensen was, the Blousy. He even put on there that compacted, because we talked about it needs to be compacted, and I don't know if it's on that other bit or not.
So you're thinking about pushing this back for next year, then?
It's up to you guys. We can push it back, and then that way, if we connect and do it all at the same time, that might be less of a mess.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, you think about the stone. Stone's not cheap anymore.
Well, they haul it out of an arena there in Woodville, and it's pretty reasonable over there. And he hauls about a semi-load today. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, if he was going to cut that out and carry it in with a machine and spread it and went down the path that he's cutting, there most probably wouldn't be much ground impact around it. I'm worried about is running the dump trucks.
The dump trucks, yeah. Yeah, he's not going to do much, no.
that if you're still interested in this year, that would be a question I guess I would have to raise to him, you know, on that. That is pretty cheap.
I think we're better off just waiting until next year anymore. It's November and so, you know, it's what do you think?
See if that price holds.
I can call him tomorrow and tell him what we plan on doing. It would be kind of nice if it was all done at the same time. And I know Ziggurat has the tools to do that himself, so that may or may not affect.
Yeah, but if you see what this cost, I mean, that's peanuts. That's peanuts what that's going to cost.
Yeah, the distance is less than half.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, he can't, yeah.
Yeah, so what I can do is I can take that to Dean Enzi and give him that and see what he wants to do.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff can go out there and measure it out.
I think Jeff's got enough to do the way it is, let alone.
So I'm thinking maybe you could get them to tie, Blousy to tie into that. You do them both at the same time.
Yeah.
And it might be you would give us a better deal and them a better deal.
Yeah.
So he's going to have the equipment there and the trucks there.
Yeah.
So do you want me to present that to Dean?
I think so, don't you, Bo?
I would.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when you see it, you just, yeah.
Yeah, so even they have to pay $800 or $900,000. That's Jeff and probably two guys. You know, plus they don't have big, huge dump trucks like that to haul.
No. We'd have to be there hauling it.
They don't have the to haul it.
I will take care of that tomorrow. So how should I approach these Blousy? Just tell them that you guys accepted the bid, but we're trying to expand it. And
well, why don't you see what Dean says? Just tell him we're on hold right now and see what Dean says here. If he's maybe we could do it this fall, but who knows? See if he wants to work together with us. Before we say anything.
Yeah. I know they're interested in parking space, for sure.
Oh, it's just a win situation. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Because you've seen them both. They park all the way down the route, too.
Yeah. Or the kids are out in the backyard, the back lot, and people are trying to leave, and it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Okay, I will try to find Dean tomorrow. I'll talk to him sometime before the end of the week.
Yeah.
And, I will be in contact and let you know.
Sounds good.
And that's about it.
Last meeting, I think we talked, you weren't here at the last one, about the mulch.
Yes.
At the Verve Park. So we kind of decided, we're just, it being October and the kids are already back in school, we're just going to hold off until spring. And that'll be one of the first things that Kevin does is going to... Were you going to rototill that this year, or you're going to wait?
Should be done this week if you don't get a bunch of rain. You can't get in.
So he was going to rototill it up this year, and then next in the spring we'll top it off, so we'll have a full summer of nice, fresh...
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wasn't going to bring this up. I was out there the other day, and those nets are halfway destroyed, the brand-new nets that I put up there. I mean, at least they're using them, I guess, but I see why... It's not, they need to be replaced already. And they've only been up there since the beginning of the summer. I don't know if kids are hanging on them or what's happening, but I just wanted to let you know that.
Were them the chain ones you put
they
up?
They are the chain ones.
Chain ones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm halfway tempted just to take them down because they're not doing any good up there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Mike, I was thinking about it today on that bench we got, you know, from... Waste management.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the best thing to be there, we can turn in one of those stakes, turn it in the ground and chain it good,
mm-hmm.
and then we can always move it wherever we want to.
Yeah.
I just hate to lock that down. That's what I was thinking, Bo, you know, just, you know, them twist down things
mm-hmm.
and put a chain on the...
Which one were you putting it at the over here?
At
well, originally I was going to put it on the pavilion, but I think it might be better... If it's placed close to where the porta pot is, because a lot of times when kids are waiting for rides, that's where the place is to gather, you know.
Well, that would make sense then if we tied it down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will get ripped off.
And we could put it, there's those posts out there, it can go in between the two posts, so it's kind of protected. And then it can be.
Just an idea I had.
Train it down.
Let's pass it by you.
Yeah, that's actually, I did think about that location, I just didn't know how to secure it. I was thinking almost parking blocks.
Yeah.
But,
whatever.
Yeah, I like to use it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that, where you're there all the time, so, yeah. Anything else, Mike?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Oh, I see our zoning inspector just moved in. Linda?
I don't really have anything. I didn't plan on being here because the volleyball mat's in quickly. So if anyone has any questions.
It's open. Jim?
Go ahead.
You want to say your name?
John Svartak. Live down here next to the dollar store. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how this township can allow the poor construction that's going on over there. And,
What's the poor construction, John?
Well, they never finished landscaping. They put the fencing right over the silt screen that they, you put a silt mm-hmm. screen up. And they put the fence right up over the silt screen, like up a foot high. I got section off on my side, and I see that a couple more sections blew off on the other side. They put it up so fast, it's not even nailed down. It's going to...
You mean the fence itself?
Yeah. There's if we get a wind out there, it's going to be out in the street. Somebody's going to take somebody's life out there. It really needs to be looked at, and we get them people, whoever they are, I don't know, it's a LLC, which I call licensed legal corruption, because that's what's going on over there.
Have you noticed it, Linda?
Yeah, there's two panels down, one on either side. And they didn't mow right away either. It looked horrible. And they mowed, but...
Still looked bad. Yeah.
There's no way to mow it when you got... it's never leveled out, and you got that silt screen about a foot away from the fence. What do you do with it? That needs to be come down, leveled out properly, and put in. I've got pictures if you want to see it.
Well, as far as the building construction, that's not us. That's Lucas County.
Right.
So.
Well, Lucas County sent me back out here. I'm not going to play tag with the doggone thing.
Right.
I live here, so you guys get on them, because I've went there a couple times, and I'm getting to run around both ways.
They just work there.
Yeah, those employees don't know anything.
They don't know anything.
I was gonna contact them.
John, the zoning inspector's right here. Have you ever met Linda?
Yes, I did. I've talked to her the first time when they were going to dump their parking lot water onto my property, and that got changed. I didn't get much support here. I went to Oregon, and then I went to Lucas County on it. I've been running around on it. You don't just come in and dump on somebody else's property. Here, you guys can take a look.
You'll contact them regarding the fence issues.
Yeah, the fence
you'll get that taken care of.
Yep.
You tap one of them.
Oh boy, it is a mess.
Yeah.
Look at that, Bo.
Yep.
I know the weeds were there. I didn't know the fence was coming down, but.
So they own this back to here, probably, then, where that grass is cut, I'm assuming, so.
And it's hard to get up there because that's kind of a ditch there.
And unfortunately, John, you've got to figure out somehow to mow along that fence line.
Well, I could, if I could walk it. But how do you walk it when you've got all the rubble right there? And
so that's his.
Then they come out there, and I had to dig tons of dirt out of my ditch because they just dump. If they had extra, they dump it in my ditch. Well, that's what that screen is for. This is as far as you go. Now, I'm an OSHA inspector, Ohio. I was. So I've been fighting this stuff for other people all the while, and now I get it in my backyard over there, It's ridiculous. But you could, if you look where in the back is fine, and then where they went over all the rubble, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they left all that up
there. Yeah.
You know who to get a hold of, Linda?
Because that silt screen can come out now.
Yeah,
they should have been out.
So it should have been out and then leveled off and then put the fence in.
Yeah, it was like they got ahead of themselves on that.
They should have transited that and got it all the same level and then put it in. Okay. But what do you do now? How do you even get in there with equipment to do it? The only way is to take the fence out of there and do it right and put it back in. Yeah. Because they put the fence way up.
Okay.
And I think they didn't put the fence posts in deep enough so they could put it up.
That's all fresh dirt too, so there's
yeah, it's ridiculous what's going on. It's just what it is.
Okay. So Linda, you'll take care of that. You'll call them.
Next time, call me right away, you know? I was out there too with the water thing.
Yeah.
I got it. If it's happening, call me. Don't wait for a meeting. Call me.
We'll
try and get it resolved for you. You know, we'll have Linda hound them and get the fence fixed and get the silt screen out of there and, you know, try and get it leveled off so they can mow it and make it look at least halfway decent for you. You know, I mean, you're the one that's got to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I can appreciate, you know, your concerns on it.
Well, I mean.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. I mean, I've dealt with, I was on the housing board in Toledo and seeing that, you know, I fought the crap that goes on over there. And it's like everybody looks past you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I'm talking about. And I cover my butt on stuff when something happens. So I'd appreciate you.
Thanks for coming out in and airing your problems. And Linda, get back with her. She's here every Wednesday. And she has a cell phone, too. So, Jim?
Jim Boothby, like they asked Linda, do you need permits for putting swim pools?
Yeah.
Does Anchor Point purchase permits?
There's a swimming pool at Anchor Point.
Two new ones.
There was always a pool there, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, they got demolished and redone. I guess I'm understanding that the township can inspect. They are under, So you might want to check into their two new pools.
Oh, we got two now.
And we just agreed to that you just found out that we can within the last couple months here.
Was it up by the bilge?
Yeah, so up over the old swimming pool. Is that up by the gas
box? I'm surprised because he came and got a permit for the restaurant.
Okay. Anything else for the zoning inspector? If not, thank you. Oh, Kevin, I guess you're on. Maintenance department.
Okay, just a couple things here. I've sold two more graves in the cemetery since the last meeting. And the big thing that I had is before I can plan on what kind of projects we will or will not do next year, I guess I need a direction to go. Do we want to continue with the asphalt program or go to the tar and chip like we've sort of dabbled in over the last couple of years? The difference is basically if I do a mile of road of asphalt, or most probably in a mile of road, you're looking $140,000 at a guess. I can tar and chip that same road for most probably $7,000. It's not as pretty, it's dirty, and it's noisier. But for the benefit of our roads holding together and to keep updating as we go along, that would sort of be the direction I would look to go for more bang for our buck as far as covering roads.
I can see that too, Kevin, but you know, if we have to do one, you know, the right way.
If one's getting bad, you know, then.
Well, that's what the tar and chip's for, is to keep them from getting bad. Once you get to a certain age in pavement, let's say the roads between Howard and Rialto Road that run between basically Lakeway and Corduroy Road, the county's recommended over the last couple of years to tar and chip those roads to preserve them. When we went to asphalt, I like asphalt a lot better, but for the bang for the buck with the price of fuel and everything else going up, I just don't see it being cost effective, but I'm just looking for direction from you guys so I can get a rough idea. Do we do one roof next year or do we do eight roofs next year?
Let's go out and look at them before you do anything, because, you know, I think both think the same way as I do, that if they're bad enough, you know, and they got swales in them and tar and chips, not going to work. They're a junk road. I think we should asphalt it, right?
But if they're, yeah, and if there's ones that we can save, you know, I'd say put together your hit list of roads that you're thinking, and then we can get together and go look at them, and we can, you know, hey,
yeah.
What's the most roads you've ever done in a year on say asphalting?
On asphalting?
Yeah.
We've done right after Dave and them started. I think we did 8 roads.
Really?
First year. But the roads had not had anything done with them, and we had not dispensed the road money. We had roads that were like stone driveways. They fell apart so much. But we spent, I think the first year, we spent almost $500,000. But at that time, asphalt was about 3/4 to 1/2 of the price of this.
Yeah.
And I love asphalt roads. They're quiet. They clear off better. But a tar and chip road during a storm event has more grip, a lot longer, and requires less salt than asphalt road. So there's pros and cons to both. I got a tar and chip road in front of my house. For a year and a half, I hated it because it was dusty and noisy. But now it's fine. It just takes a while to wear the surface down where it quiets down. And if you spray the fog seal over it, which doesn't last a long time, you get about a year and a half out of it, it looks black, and it also helps it meld off. And gives a little more cosmetic, I guess, in front of your house than just the white stony look.
Yeah, Wheeler really quieted down after the county did that one. Took about a year and a half, and it's almost like a normal road now.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the tar and chip. You end up with loose stone, and the first winter you plow it, you end up dispersing some of that stone to the outside. So it's just a thought, because we've talked about trying to plan out what we're going to do. And without really knowing which one of those directions we're going to go, it's sort of hard to say over the next 5 years that how many roads we would do.
Let's go out and look at them. I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
Because like one of them we need to pay attention to is Turnell Road. But where the crossovers were put in on Turnell Road, more out towards the edges, within 3 feet of the edge coming in, it's a little rough, which that we could have milled out, put asphalt in it to level it up, then tar and chip over it. They do that quite a bit. Or you go in and you resurface for, was there 8 houses down that road?
I think there's more than that now.
It's just the thing. If we were going to use asphalt on something, I'd rather do it where there's a lot more houses. And maybe we have traffic on quite a bit, which Turnell Road picks up quite a bit of traffic, people cutting around that don't use Nissen and Upper Lions, but so just think about it. We can get together. I didn't need an answer tonight, but just so you guys got something to think about, because like the roads we did with the tar and chip last year, we had, I think it was like 24,000 in it. And we did Bunning and Wallace and one other road. I don't remember what it was right now. We covered quite a bit of road for a lot less money.
But we got to make sure, like all those sewer lines and everything, like on Bunning, that we make sure we do them right next time so there's not a bunch of bumps. And before they tar and chip them, try and level them out a little bit.
Well, and that was the other thing. With spray patching, you can level a lot of that out. But due to the price, that was one of the roads that I was going to do this year. And most of them are like the company you give me, it's late enough in the year, they're not interested. So
we'll try them next year. There was a company from Tiffin down by Elmore doing some roads and doing a really nice job. And they do quite a bit of work. I talked to the county engineer down in Ottawa. And so I give Kevin the number. So we got him in line for next year, because Bergman did Bunning for us, and it is just absolutely terrible.
But
terrible.
That's the thing. Tar and chip does not fix the road imperfection. It's just to cover it and seal it up, basically, and preserve it.
And the spray patching, you can build it up.
And that's what we got to do before.
And that was part of what I brought up prior to doing that road, did we want to spend the extra money and fix everything, then tar and chip it? But at that point, we didn't have the money to go in and do all those repairs. So that's just, it makes it look nicer. It does not smooth it out by any means.
See, we did quite a bit 8 years ago because they didn't do nothing before us. 4 years, they didn't do nothing. So we had a little build on them.
No, it was nice the money was there, though, to do it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So.
But
anything else?
That was my only questions for tonight, unless you guys got something as far as what's going on with the cemetery and stuff like that.
No. I had one question. Kevin, I know we talked about it, but did you get any concrete hauled out yet? Or?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. I'm hoping next week, the way the weather looks, that we can get that snow
some of it
back.
Okay.
I have a question for Kevin. Have you been...
Name.
Pardon?
Name.
Richard Wilson. Okay. The hump there where Van Dyke turns into La Fountain. Have you been over that lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting some pretty good potholes in there. People are swerving to miss them, and right there at that blind curve, I'm afraid somebody's going to get in an accident.
Yeah, we addressed that at the last meeting. Those should be filled in next week. They're small at this point, but
yes.
If luck rain get into them and they beat through them, but they're small ones. We got multiple ones through the township we got to fill in.
Thank you, Kevin. Okay, I guess we do trustees reports. Cemetery, Mark's not here. Hall and rental, I guess.
Been slow. I've been booking a lot for 19, but got the food pantry all in there, a lot of the scouts, so.
You don't happen to have your book, do you?
Yes, I do.
The Christmas party, what date is that? My wife wanted to know.
I know it's in there. It's marked in there. So.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't going to be the head of it. She's hoping one of the girls do, but nobody's came up forward yet. Yeah, of course. You want the job?
No.
No? So I don't know. You know, you could do that.
No, fit right into that
seat. I can't have a beard, the fire department.
We got a beard, don't worry.
Actually, Bo's got, look, this is already white.
The 8th, I'm in the 9th, so I'm thinking you do it on the 9th.
Yeah, we just book it.
This is a setup date.
Yeah, the 9th, so. December 9th.
December 9th.
Thank you, Bo.
Hi, Marie.
December 9th. Okay, anything else to say, Bo?
No, not in that report.
Roads and bridges, I haven't really... did very much the last 2 weeks, so we'll move on to old business.
Okay.
I don't know, is there any cemetery levy discussion? The only thing I had, my wife said a couple people stopped from Reno. Bowen said that they don't get the press. There's not a press delivery out there. Dick, do you get the press?
Yes.
I don't know where they were, if they're up on the dike or what, but some people said they didn't get the press. So.
If they don't have a box, a lot of times after all the complaining about the ads, they no longer throw them in the driveways.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
If there's no box, then they don't get any.
Yep.
So, okay.
I was supposed to go, and Mark stepped in for me because I had a prior engagement that I forgot about. Mark went to last Thursday night. He went to the Oregon Republicans meeting. They invited us out there to talk about the levy. They give out the slate cards on, and you know, stone cold Democrats and Republicans, they go off of these no matter what, you know, they'll vote party lines. But these were handed out at the Clay game Friday night, and it has on there vote yes for Jerusalem Township, the levy. So I thought this was a very good tool for us. How many people you think were at the Clay game Friday night, Linda?
Yeah.
3,000-4,000, probably.
The band.
You know, the alumni band was there. And, you know, granted, they're not all Jerusalem Township residents, but there were a lot of Jerusalem Township residents there, and a lot of people talked. So I thought this was a very good thing. It went out. It can't hurt us any, I guess.
Can't hurt.
You know. So he did go to that, and I think... I'm starting to see some questions arise on the Facebook page. of, well, what's the expansion? And, you know, people are thinking that it's like expanding the, not the cemetery.
Information sheet on the website.
Yes, well, we're gonna do one on the, we get that typed up, we'll do it on the website, and then I was gonna put it on there. I was gonna wait a little till we got a little closer to election time and we could update something on there.
I don't think Mark's quite got it all.
Yeah, he doesn't have it quite yet, so yeah. We're just kind of waiting for him, but
we might have to have a meeting, special meeting to get together and do some stuff too.
Okay, that's all I had on the levy. All the signs are up.
Yeah.
So
I got the last two up this morning. Van Dyke Road, culvert. Anything going on?
Nothing. I've not heard anything on the big package or anything.
Okay. Lettering on the township of vehicles. Looks nice, doesn't it?
I love it. Looks fantastic. I want to get the rest of them done. I think it looks... It looks phenomenal on there. I really like it. It really pops on the door.
And, it's cool.
it does look good. And the lettering out here looks really good on all these new doors. So I'd like to, what do we, you see that guy? Or he paid for that one? He donated that one?
No. Cliff Bury donated it.
Oh, Cliff Bury. Okay.
Yeah, he donated it.
And it's, how much was it? Do you know?
$100.
So it'll be $100 for... each other vehicle?
Yeah.
And we can go ahead and just have Kevin get that done, right? We don't need to make a motion for that, do we? Or
well, we could, so that way it's, yeah.
You want to make a motion to do that new one. Business then? Or?
Do it.
Okay. I make a motion to get the one-ton dump and the international truck. The Jerusalem Township logo was put on them to match the pickup truck.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bart Saller. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
The only thing I haven't been able to find yet is the Duck Dynasty guy with the shotgun that we can put in front of the geese. But I'm still looking.
Oh, curious too, did you measure to see if it fits in the handle of the...
It'll fit.
It'll fit.
Got like 2 inches for what he had laid out.
Okay, cool.
You mentioned geese, right? Cito says, well,
yeah. It looks nice. It definitely looks nice.
It's different from everybody else. Everybody else is a plain Jane thing.
Yep.
You know,
it looks better than the magnets that we had at the one time.
Yeah.
It really looks nice. And for the money, you can't beat it.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget about the geese. If you're going along Howard Road, I've been noticing a herd of deer going from the park over into the bean fields.
Oh, yeah.
So at dusk and at dawn, you know, I would be on the lookout there on Howard Road. Because there's like, they go in a straight line, about 3 or 4 in a row.
Okie doke. Thanks, Nick.
Send them over to my place.
Okay, I just left it in there, that Meskers Road repair. I didn't get back with Grotto to see if he started. They were talking about doing it, but you been down there at all, Bo?
Nope, I have not been down.
Anybody
there.
Anybody been down Meskers?
It's probably still closed, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, they're probably working on it, but if, I'll have to call them tomorrow or next day. There's a meeting tomorrow at Temecog, the tools and rules for managing meetings, 8:30 to 10:30. And, okay, we'll move on to new business. Or anybody else got any old business?
Yes, I do have old business, and it isn't there. I did make contact with Jenny Kiss regarding the, she didn't give me a real great answer as far as including Joe into the article. She didn't really give me a yes, and she didn't really give me a no, so I kind of took that as a no, since she didn't really give me an answer. She was kind of hem-hawed around about it a little bit, so I figure we'll just leave him out of that as much as we can, so for the family's wishes, so just kind of.
I mentioned a few things that Joe put the flagpole in, you know.
Yeah.
And he was behind the arches.
Yeah. I think we were more on the lines of doing the picture and all that stuff in there. So
they're still going to do it twice, I guess, for nothing.
Good.
So
okay,
that's great.
That's all I got.
Okie doke, then. We'll move on to new business. We did the fire department the open house already. And by the way, who were the people that drummed us all up?
It was Keith Tuttle, Dr. Eminet, and myself.
Oh, you were in on that? Good job.
Right across the way here. So.
Good job. Good job.
A bit, a lot of the department really hit all parts, like, you know, the car extrication and the fire simulation.
But everybody worked together. That's great.
Captain Wolf. And,
great.
It was, yeah, it really was a good time.
Good time. I wish I could have been there, but I was in a, I was in a trench.
Dave, I did have one more old business.
Yeah, thing, shoot.
Real quick. We talked about the laptops. So I looked on, I'm not really finding much to where we can lease a couple. What I was seeing was more of a, you know, 100 lease for like the schools and stuff like that. But I did get on Dell's website, and this is just to throw a number out there. We could get 3 laptops, the Mac, not Mac, Chromebooks, with the extended warranties. For like $1,021, that was for 3 of them.
I'd probably better off just buying them than screwing around.
We could, and we can. I'd like to pick Mark's brain a little bit on it too, and kind of see what he thinks we should do. You know, I just wasn't finding much on leases, especially. You know, you want a lease from somebody like Joel said at the last meeting that's not going to be out of business in 2 years. You know, I mean, so I was trying to go right to Dell and see what they had to offer, but I really couldn't find much. So. So I just started looking at pricing, and that wasn't a bad price. With and I ended up carrying like a 3, having the extra warranty was like $50 so per unit. So and it took us out like 3 years on the warranty of them. So just something there.
Are you gonna get air cards for them too, or just
get what?
The air cards so you can use them. Or?
I don't know. That's why I kind of want to bring Mark in and see what his thoughts are on it.
You really want a Chromebook?
Well, it was just, that's what we looked at that, you know, because you start getting into, you know, a full-blown laptop, you can, you know, a good Lenovo or something, you're, you know, $800-$900 a piece. You know, we really was just more something for us to have that we could kind of be more, have it here, there, you know, take it and work on it there, but... it was just, that was one thing I looked up because I started looking at prices and I was like, ugh, you're trying to do it inexpensive. And they're always running sales. Every week there's something new, you know. Next week it might be a MacBook, you know, 2 weeks from now it could be a Lenovo, you know. So. This paperwork for Paiza is, we looked at all this originally. Right, this was originally all in the paperwork that we when we did the bid.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was after I started glancing through this.
I don't think we had this much paper though. Yeah, you're right. It was some of it, but
this
I don't
one
think
I think was this where somewhat, is and,
some of it is I think.
Because this states where we pay them direct. Speaking of garbage, is anybody getting any complaints on the garbage? Everybody so far, Jim, doing great up there by
coming.
You.
They're coming.
They're getting there and getting you guys taken care of. And
he did tell me last Thursday, either Thursday night or Friday night, he should be delivering. He had like 10 toters yet that were still needed. He should have had them all delivered last week. So, and he's got more if anybody else wanted them.
What are those? 60 gallon or
96 gallon?
Are they all 96s?
Hold on a second, too, because when I talked to him Friday, he was looking for you because you usually call him to let him know if this needs dumped.
Yes,
yeah,
because
you don't dump it every week if it...
No, not with that price. With talking with his wife, they were going to try to work out just some kind of monthly rate due to the tonnage that they're not getting they thought they were going to get.
Okay.
I haven't heard back, so we're every other week unless if I got a 2 or 3 day rental... And the dumpster's 3/4 full. I haven't dumped it.
Okay.
Right. And that one's signed by us already.
Yeah, it's signed by us, this one already.
Because we had one. Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is the one that showed all the fuel.
Is that one signed? This one's all signed. don't know what we'd have to do there. The law director's got to.
No. You guys accepted everything before. I don't think that's anything.
I don't think it. I don't know what we'd have to do here.
This was signed by the Stevens All-Star. It was signed by the assistant prosecuting attorney and by the Lucas County sanitation engineer. So this was the actual bid package here.
Is there any place we got to sign here?
No, nothing we got to sign in here.
I don't see what we got to do. I'll call him up tomorrow morning.
Okay. I'm sure it can wait for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Can't be. I mean, they're already doing
It's just paperwork.
Okay.
And this is all signed here, so.
We're not going to not have them pick up our trash.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, new business. That was Chris Pisa there, so. Any other new business, Bo?
Nope. That was.
I need a motion then. Or is there anybody out here who has anything else before we close? Dick.
Dick Wilson. Have you ever been able to do anything about that guy that keeps putting the garbage out? They're on Road 2, broken TVs, semi-tires, all that crap in front of his place.
Up there by Cito's?
Yeah, I know you're right. Cito's. Yep. Yeah. Cito lived there for a while, yeah.
When I finally got a red tag to him, I removed it the same day.
And what?
She red tagged it. Okay. So he got it out of there, huh?
Yep.
So the truck's going to hit it so close to the road. The big ones, you know.
He's a garbage.
They were really good about it. She called right away, too.
Did you maybe explain that they shouldn't be doing that then, too? Or?
Yeah, he said, I knew it. I was going to get it out of there.
Okay, I need a motion, Bo.
I make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I second it.
Roll call, Mark Sattler. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried, meeting adjourned, 7:57.